You're listening to Muscles, Motherhood, and Motivation. I'm your host, Chloe Puff.
Hello, friends. I am really excited to talk to you a little bit today about how to eat for weight loss versus fat loss. And the key here is that I also want to teach you how to eat for weight loss versus fat loss without having to drag out the kitchen scale or pull out MyFitnessPal to be calculating your macros or any of that. So especially with moms, I think the biggest thing when it comes to food, and let me know if you resonate with this, is overwhelm. There feels like there's so many rules. We have to eat a certain type of way. It's knowing what, how, when, why, all these things. And that can get really overwhelming. So the way that I actually teach my clients this in the early days of working together is with hand portioning. And down the road, if you ever want to start tracking, that's something that you can do, but this is a really easy, simple way. So today I want to talk about the actual, what I call energy equations, to help you figure out how to use your hand as a tool to measure while making sure that you're in the right amounts and ratios of food without having to ever pull out any external tools, just using what's attached to your body. So first, I just want to start by saying that if you are going into a fat loss phase, a weight loss phase, you need to make sure that you qualify as someone with a healthy metabolism, meaning you are eating the right energy balance for your body. So before you even start pushing for fat loss or, you know, cutting calories or anything like that, you want to make sure that first your energy input is equal to your energy output, meaning you know how to eat for your body. Basically, the way that you do that is by knowing how to use the hand portioning method to eat the right amounts. Basically, it's a palm-sized serving of protein. It's a cupped handful for carbs. It's a thumb for fats, and then a fist for vegetables. So if you can start there and you're under eating, this is a way to get your metabolism prepped for fat loss. There's a reason why it's really actually more challenging to lose weight if you've been dieting for a really long time. Essentially, this is kind of like, it's like your phone battery, okay? So your phone battery will get less efficient over time because one, you're using too much energy and your phone isn't using energy efficiently. That's kind of what happens in our bodies. We kind of go into low power mode when our metabolism is being overly taxed because there's not enough fuel, there's not enough charge in our battery. So this is why it's really important that before we even talk about fat loss or weight loss, that you're actually making sure that you're eating the right amount for your body at maintenance first. Then this is where you can start manipulating your energy balance a little bit for fat loss. Now, if you're already really overeating, and you'll know that just because if you're following the hand portioning method and you're constantly overeating those amounts, it's pretty easy to guess, okay, maybe I am consuming too much energy for the amount that I'm putting out. So the goal first, again, is to teach your body how to use energy efficiently by boosting our metabolism, by using the hand portioning method so that we understand what our baseline is. So from there, once we've kind of optimized our battery, so to speak, this is where we can focus on changing the number on the scale, changing our body fat percentage. And before we dive into that, I did want to just touch on the fact that this is such a crazy misconception, and I had this misconception too, is that fat loss and weight loss are the same or they're interchangeable, but they're actually very, very different. So losing weight literally just means that the number on the scale is going down, and that number includes both fat and muscle, as well as any water weight. So if you're seeing crazy fluctuations on the scale, this is not body fat. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're seeing crazy fluctuations in like a short period of time, like over the span of a week or even 2 weeks, it's likely not body fat. I'll give you an example. I had a client who had some gut health issues. She was traveling a lot. She ended up gaining, I think it was like 8 pounds or something like that. And she came to me freaking out. And I was like, okay, listen, I love you. Let's do the math on this. And we literally calculated how many calories it would take for her to gain 8 pounds in a week. And it was far, far, far more than what was reasonable for her to even eat. It was literally just inflammation from driving across the country, not drinking enough water, not eating enough protein, and not going to the bathroom enough. So just keep in mind that if the scale is fluctuating, this is not body fat. If the scale is fluctuating over a long amount of time and you're averaging like weight loss or weight gain over time, the typical range or rate at which you lose or gain weight is 1 to 2 pounds per week, 1 to 3, stretching it. So in order for that to happen, you need to be either in an excess or a deficit of 250 to 500 calories, which is a small snack or a meal. So that's just kind of simplified just to get some of those misconceptions out of the way. So it's funny because weight loss tends to be what most women say that they want, but then when actually explaining what their quote dream body looks like or feels like, it has nothing to do with the scale. Most women who want to feel leaner, who want to look slimmer, who want to have kind of that toned look, that healthy athletic look, that actually is fat loss, and that actually is increasing muscle mass. So I think some of these things have been scary for a lot of women because there's just a lot of misconception about weight loss versus fat loss. There's a lot of misconception about, you know, weight loss being the most the biggest indicator of change, when in reality, actually what most women truly want is fat loss. But the internet tells them they want weight loss. So I just encourage you that while we talk about how to eat for weight loss versus fat loss, just keep in mind that the number really isn't everything. Because for example, I have my equations here. The number on the scale will go down, but it doesn't necessarily mean that your body composition changes at all when you are focused on weight loss. So let's talk about the weight loss formulas here because this is important. So in order to lose weight, you need to be eating at a calorie deficit. So what does that mean? That means we are reducing our baseline intake. So like I said at the beginning, maintenance, knowing how much your body needs for literally like organ function, brain function, all that. And then being able to take your number of calories and reduce it by 250 to 500 calories. So again, a small meal or a snack. And the way that I teach my clients how to portion their meals and snacks is again, through that hand portioning method. So here's the formulas here. And this is the basics and we'll dive into this just a little bit more. So if you eat less, you're going to lose weight, both muscle and fat, okay? And like I said before, if you have already been eating at a really low calorie amount, eating less is actually going to do the opposite for you. So I have to reiterate this, making sure that you're actually starting from a place of having a healthy metabolism because you've spent a few months with eating at energy maintenance, energy balance, is going to be crucial here for your success. So don't be afraid to eat the right amount for your body. I promise you this is going to set you up for long-term success. The way to lose weight faster would be to eat less, move more. This is where we hear all the time, right? But again, I don't love eat less, move more because this really doesn't tend to be the actual end goal that most women want. It's just what we think we want because we're told that weight loss is the answer. I like to coach my clients on fat loss and muscle gains because that actually helps you with your metabolism over time. That will help you maintain your fat loss and maintain that body composition when we add a little bit more to the equation, which I'll talk about in a minute. So basic here is if you eat less, you lose weight. If you eat less, move more, you lose weight a little bit faster. None of this involves strength training. Okay, so we're not lifting weights in this world. So in terms of fat loss, your body fat percentage goes down. You have two different types of body fat, and it's that visceral fat that most of us want to get rid of. The fat that, goes around the belly or is in these kind of undesirable areas. This is what fat loss focus is going to help you change, that body composition. So you are reducing your body fat percentage. You're looking leaner. It doesn't, this, however, doesn't necessarily mean a lower number on the scale. In fact, when you're focused on fat loss and you're focused on gaining strength, gaining muscle mass to help with your metabolism, you might actually see the scale go up. And I don't want you to be afraid of that because you're going to notice that I just find that my clients who have focused more on fat loss versus weight loss actually fit better in their clothes, feel better in their clothing, in their bodies, just because of the way that fat loss and strength training changes our body composition versus just like walks and eating less. So with that in mind, in order to focus on fat loss, have that more kind of toned appearance, you want to eat at a moderate deficit. So I don't recommend more than 250 calorie deficit, which means a small snack that you're just cutting out of your day. You're increasing your protein intake. You're incorporating both cardio and strength training. So the essential equations for this would be eat less, move more, but eat more protein. Okay, so that's number one, and you're going to lose body fat this way. And I'm going to explain why in a minute here. The second equation to lose fat faster is to eat less, eat more protein, move more, plus strength train. Woo! This is the sweet spot. This is losing body fat faster. Not only that, but you're going to feel like a badass because you're able to lift heavy weights and you're feeling good, you're feeling toned, you're feeling lean, you're feeling athletic, you're fitting in your jeans. It all feels good. So just keep in mind that both weight loss and fat loss do require an energy deficit. And I use the word energy instead of calories because I think the fitness industry has done a number on demonizing food too much. So when I say energy balance, I really just mean like calories in, calories out, but food is not transactional. So I want to make that crystal clear. We don't earn and burn our food at Chloe Puff Training. We don't do that. We're too old for that. We're too delicious for that. We deserve better. So with that in mind, I do want to talk about what this looks like in terms of the portioning method, the hand portioning method. Like how much are you actually eating at each meal for fat loss versus weight loss? So we're going to start with weight loss. So that would look like one palm-sized serving per meal. And if you're eating three meals a day, that's three palm size, like size and thickness of your palm, okay? For vegetables, a fist-sized portion per meal. And when I say vegetables, I don't just mean cucumber and iceberg lettuce. I mean nutrient-dense, colorful vegetables that are going to give you fiber to keep you full and give you plenty of those micronutrients to keep you energized and healthy. Then for your carbs, you want to eat one cupped handful per meal. Don't be afraid of carbs. They give you energy. If you're feeling low energy and you're cutting carbs, this is probably why. You want to be able to have energy to do the moving more portion, right? Then there's fat. Healthy fats. You want a thumb-sized portion per meal, okay? And I can't stress this enough because this is pivotal for our hormone health, for our satiation, and just for fat loss, actually. We actually need fat and carbohydrates for our energy and our brain function. So this is really important. And it's because so many of us like to cut this stuff way down thinking that it's going to help that it actually kind of backfires. And just going back to that battery analogy that I said earlier, you know, if you are reducing the amount of charge that you're giving to your body by cutting calories that are really important macronutrients, like we're going to go on a low fat diet, we're going to go on a no carb diet or low carb diet, that's not giving your body enough charge that it needs, okay? Now, in terms of snacks, you basically take one to two portions from those above categories that I just mentioned, kind of depending on your hunger and your energy needs. So I would recommend if you are starving, what you don't want to do is run to the cabinet and grab a handful of crackers. Why? Because carbs aren't going to give you the lasting energy that you need or the fullness. So what I recommend is that if you're grabbing a snack, have all three macros present on your plate. You need to have some protein, some fat, and some carbs with that. So what that could look like, a great weight loss snack would be having some fruit with some nut butter and having like a slice of deli meat. So you could have like some turkey or a hard-boiled egg. You could have like apples or a banana. Mix that with some nut butter and you've got all three macros on your plate in a reasonable size that's going to keep you full, satisfied, and you're not starving yourself. So now for fat loss, these portions actually increase a little bit. We'll talk about why. So protein, you want 1 to 1.5 palm-sized portions per meal. For vegetables, still a fist or more per meal because of that fiber, because of those micronutrients. Again, we're looking for colorful, we're looking for varied, we're not looking for the lowest calorie vegetables that we can find, okay? Then for carbohydrates, it's 1 to 2 cupped handfuls per meal. And then for fat, same thing, it's one thumb-sized portion. And then for snacks, same thing, where we're kind of halving that amount, we're cutting in half so that we can get all three macros on our plate without overdoing it. So why, if both fat loss and weight loss focus on a deficit, right? How are these different? So let's talk about this. Protein intake is number one. So with weight loss, you're actually going to eat a little bit less protein to help focus on cutting overall calories. And assuming that you have a weight loss goal and you're not strength training, you might not need as much protein because we're really not challenging our muscles very much. Now, like I said, I am all for a weight loss goal, but if I were to choose between the two, having a fat loss goal and adding in strength training is going to help you train for your old lady body so you can be the grandma who is on the floor with her grandkids playing. So weight loss is great, but just keep in mind that if you're going to strength train, which I highly recommend you do because, listen, it's my mission to get a barbell in everybody's hands. But in the meantime, you want to have a little bit more protein when you're focusing on fat loss to help keep your muscles strong, to help you recover, to help support your metabolism while you're also losing fat. So in this case, I don't want you to be afraid of eating more for fat loss than you would for weight loss because there's a reason why this works. In my opinion, the way that I kind of see fat loss and weight loss unfolding is fat loss takes a longer time, but it lasts a lot longer. And it's actually easier to maintain over time because you're able to eat more because you have more muscle mass because your metabolism is a well-oiled machine because you're giving it lots of fuel and you're using that fuel to continue to create more efficiency in your body. As you can tell, I really love fat loss as a focus over weight loss. So now in terms of the carbohydrate intake, why are the carbs higher? So weight loss, again, cutting back a bit on carbs to help burn more fat more efficiently because it's just less energy, right? Now, fat loss, you have a bit more carbs to help you fuel those workouts because with fat loss, ideally, you are strength training. You want to maintain energy. You want to be able to have fuel to pull from when you do exercise, okay? And last, snacking. So weight loss, we obviously want to keep our snacks controlled and thinking about less energetically dense snacks. So not necessarily, I want to make this very clear. I'm not saying go reach for only like low carb, low fat snacks, but ultimately you want to make sure that you have a little bit more control over what you're eating in terms of snacking and be more aware of how energetically dense your snacks and foods are because you might unintentionally be eating really energetically or calorie heavy snacks that aren't going to help you with your goal, especially if the energy equation that you're living in for weight loss is eat less. And that's it. Not eat less, move more, just eat less. So this is why it's really challenging. Also why I love fat loss, because you get to eat more and still move. And it's great. And still get the results. So fat loss, your snacks can be a lot more flexible because you're supporting your energy levels, you're supporting your muscle recovery from your strength training. And ultimately, what I love about fat loss focus and fat loss energy balance is that you have a little bit more room to play. Because like I said, when you are strength training, your muscle mass, that increase in muscle mass that you're creating by lifting weights is helping you become a more efficient phone battery, like I said before. If you want your battery to start working better for you, you have to make sure that you're charging it up. You have to make sure that you're running everything in the background efficiently, which means this again comes back to that energy balance. And I teach energy balance in my programs, and whether or not your goal is fat loss or a healthy pregnancy or to even gain muscle mass, gain weight, to just maintain and just know how to eat enough for your body. This is something that is crucial because so many of us actually mess this up. And I actually went through this when I was actually postpartum. I don't think I've ever shared this story. When I was postpartum with my first kid, because of some gut health issues, I had to stop. I tried like all these different types of diets to see what would be the healthiest for my gut because I was dealing with all of these really terrible symptoms. I had like debilitating cramps. Everything that I ate felt like it was going to come back up. There was a lot of issues there. It turned out to be SIBO and stress. We handled that. But in the meantime, I became vegan. I ended up being vegan for 7 years. Initially, when I was vegan, I was also breastfeeding. Here was the problem that I ran into. I was an athlete. I was dancing. I was teaching in the studio a lot. I was on my feet. I was burning energy like crazy. And I was breastfeeding. I did not know at the time that because I was breastfeeding, I actually needed an additional 500 calories. But because when you think about vegetables, they're not as calorie dense. They're not high in fat. There's a lot that is lacking in produce alone that I didn't realize I needed to actually increase my energy intake. So here's what happened. I lost a lot of weight, too much weight. I got skinny. I had no energy. I looked malnourished. I did not like the way that my body looked. I felt too thin, and I had like just terrible, terrible fatigue. And I ended up with hypothyroidism. It was bad. I messed up my thyroid, not only because of the postnatal hormones, but also because I was not eating the right amount for my body. So long story short, I essentially had to increase, like I was talking about at the beginning, increase my energy deficit and make sure that I was eating the right amount so that I could get at a level of maintenance. Now, after I got to that maintenance level, I ended up feeling so much stronger. I had energy. I was able to start moving my body in a way that felt good. Now, unfortunately, at this time, I didn't know that strength training was going to be the answer to 99% of my problems. So I was really just only dancing and kind of strength training here and there. It wasn't until after my second baby that I really dove into my journey as a fitness professional and learned all of these things. And ironically, after my second, because I wasn't breastfeeding my second kid after it was, I don't even know how long our journey lasted. It was less than 3 months. But basically, I ended up being a lot heavier after my second pregnancy than I was with my first pregnancy. So I ended up losing 12 pounds. But using mindful eating, using the hand portioning method, making sure that I was in an energy balance, and making sure that my hormones were primed and prepped for me to go into a fat loss phase. And that's exactly what I did. So I ended up, after all the postnatal hormones were through my body and all that, and I was ready to go, this is exactly what I did. I ended up just being aware of my portions. I started strength training. I really was focused on rehabbing my core and pelvic floor. And through that, I was, you know, strength training, I was moving my body, I was dancing, I was boxing, I was doing all these things, but I felt more energized and a lot better. And now this is still the exact same method that I use for myself today, regardless of what phase I'm in my fitness, whether I want to go into a fat loss phase or I want to increase my energy and my strength. This is all where it starts, energy balance. And this is something that I teach in my program. So just so you know, if you're listening right now, I am going to be going live every single day this week. So you're going to see a lot of posts in my feeds. I'm going to be breaking down these basics for kind of every category of the journey. We're going to be talking about strength training. We're going to be talking about what does moving more actually mean, and what types of moving more are going to help you with your goals. We're going to be talking about metabolism. We're going to be talking about sleep and stress, all the things. So stay tuned this week, because I'm going to be diving into really the steps that you need in order to go from feeling like a beginner, or I'm not really a beginner, but I just don't know where to start now postpartum. I don't know where I'm going to be going with this, and walk you through the steps that you need to go from A to Z in your fitness journey as a mom, as a postpartum woman. So we're going to really be diving into that this week. As for those of you who are listening to this and you're like, okay, I need to know more, there's two different things that you can do today, in addition to figuring out, saving those hand portioning equations and starting to apply those to your daily life. Two things that you can do today is, one, if you would like a copy of my Build Back Blueprint course, which normally is a $50 course for free, all you need to do is DM me the word build or comment build, and I will send you the link to get it for free until April 1st. After April, it's a paid product. So if you want to get it now, this is basically built as a 4-day challenge with 4 separate trainings on your nutrition, metabolism, your movement, and your pelvic health, as well as your mindset, to be able to help prep you for the journey. It comes with a free workbook. It's got workouts. It's got recipes. It's got all of it. And it even has a hand portioning guide with the energy balance equations to tell you exactly how to eat and move for your body based off your goals. If you want that, message me the word build and I'll send you the link. The second thing is, if you're like, I'm done with free courses, I literally just want to do this work, I have a 12-week program that is now enrolling called Shine. And Shine is essentially to help you get strong, healed, inspired, nourished, and empowered on your healthy fit mom journey, so that you can really ditch your diets and be the mom that is piggybacking her 8-year-old for miles on hikes because you can. You have the energy and stamina to go play with your kids. you are nourishing your body in a way that not only feels really good, but is helping you get to your goals and is eliminating stress rather than adding to it. So if you're in your fit mom era and you're really done with the way that the fitness industry kind of does things, you're done dieting, you're done with the quick fixes, you want something that's going to last, and you want to figure out what healthy actually looks like for you long term, this is the program for you. So if you'd like more details on that, this is enrolling now. You can message or comment the word shine and I'll send you details for that. So I hope that this was helpful. This is by far just a very in-depth training. So I highly encourage you to save this one and come back to it and listen over and over again so that you can really get the hang of this, because energy balance is crucial, especially if you have a goal like fat loss. So knowing how to eat for your body and eat for your goals is essential. So with that in mind, I can't wait to talk to you guys in my DMs. DM me the word build if you would like the free course. And if you'd like to know a little bit more about what it's like to work with me for 12 weeks with my Shine program, you can DM me the word shine. And with that, be bold, be fit.